instance, we are so habitually caught up in the head, caught up in the network of thoughts. We always begin by the sense of descent, of letting awareness come down all the way to the ground, and coming to rest in a witnessing mode, quiet, observing the bare tactile sensations of the earth element. And then letting your awareness rise up and fill the space of the body as you settle your body in its natural state, relaxed, still, and vigilant. Now this next phase, too, turns out to be imperative. It's really essential, indispensable, to learn how to breathe, which is to say, to learn how to let the breathing flow unimpededly, effortlessly, smoothly. As you release control, even while attending closely to the sensations of the breath, it's really a type of egoless breathing, letting the body breathe without interference. Really, the key here is the out-breath, of relaxing in your body, releasing the breath, and releasing thoughts with every out-breath. And the key within the key is to relax all the way through the end of the out-breath. After you've released the breath as fully as you can, still releasing, without pushing the air out, just letting it all go. And then simply allowing the next breath to flow in, relaxing so deeply as if the body is being breathed. And the third phase of setting the mind at ease is more like giving a sense of self-assurance, assuring yourself You really don't need to think about anything for the next 20 minutes. You can just do the practice and it will be okay. The world can wait. As you release your concerns about the future and past and let your awareness come to rest in stillness in the present moment. For a little while, let your awareness be diffuse, permeating the field of the body and attending to the sensations related to the breath, wherever they most distinctly arise within the somatic field. Emphasis on relaxation without losing clarity. Now keep your gaze soft and unfocused. Keep your visual awareness totally disengaged from the focus of mindfulness. And focus just your mental awareness downwards on the bare tactile sensations of the rise and fall of the abdomen with each in and out breath. No need to visualize the belly, no need to think about it. Just focus on the bare tactile sensation. then slip into this alternating mode, gently but clearly arousing your attention and focusing with each in-breath, and then deeply relaxing, releasing thoughts, letting go with every out-breath. But throughout that oscillation, to the best of your ability, maintain an ongoing flow of mindfulness, of the ongoing flow of sensations, of the rise and fall of the abdomen. Now we gently introduce a further element of discipline, a very simple method with the intention of replacing many wandering, vagrant thoughts with a few regular, simple thoughts. And this is, of course, counting the breath. So experiment with it to see for yourself whether you find it helpful. The method that I suggest is at the very end of inhalation, just before the exhalation begins, mentally and very succinctly, count one. Allow the breath to flow out as you relax, release thoughts. The breath flows in as you arouse your attention. So you come to the end of the inhalation and you count two. Let the thoughts of counting be staccato, not dragged out during the course of exhalation. Let them be just like punctuation marks in the flow of the in and out breath. And between the counts, let your mind be as conceptually quiet as possible. You may count one through ten, one through ten. Or you may continue counting as you wish. Experiment to see if you find it helpful to gently but persistently subdue and calm the flow of obsessive compulsive thinking. with the faculty of mindfulness. We seek to maintain an undistracted flow of engaged attention without forgetfulness. But also apply your faculty of introspection, monitoring your body, monitoring the breath, monitoring your mind. Periodically check up on the body to see that tension is not mounting in the face or the eyes. Now and again check up on the breath to see that it's flowing as effortlessly as if you were deep asleep. And monitor the flow of mindfulness, recognizing as swiftly as possible when you have been carried away, caught up in distracting thoughts. And as soon as you note this, relax, release whatever captivated your attention, and return to the meditative object. Shamatha always entails a flow of knowing, of cognizance. So with introspection, if you note that you're becoming somewhat vague, spaced out, then refresh your interest and focus clearly. Re-engage with the meditative object. And let's continue practicing now in silence.